city, state, and you were a citizen of that city or city state, and if you did your duty as a citizen, you could remain a citizen. But it was very common when someone dishonored their city or someone violated the law or the social mores of their city, their name would be blotted out of the city record. And our Lord is saying, you may get blotted out of earthly books. You may be eliminated from earthly records and privileges. I will never blot your name out of the book of life. It is the opposite. Some people say, well, doesn't that mean you can lose your salvation? It means you can't lose your salvation because it's presented as a negative. I'll never do it.
All right. Here's a question from a listener named Lori.
Hi, John. This is Lori from Paulding, Ohio. My question for you is, how does someone come to terms with perhaps their child not being one of God's elect? I totally believe in God's sovereign election, and yet the idea of the child he blessed us with not being part of that plan can overwhelm me. I would appreciate some type of answer on that. Thank you very much. Bye.
Well, thank you, Lori. You never, ever, ever want to come to that conclusion, since you have no idea who is elect. You just have no right to that. It would mitigate against your prayers. It would mitigate against your passionate calls, gospel calls to the child. You don't ever want to entertain that thought. In fact, I have a very good friend who said to me one day at dinner, I have a son who's not elect. I was shocked. And I said, what in the world are you talking about? Well, that son is now a partner with that man in ministry. Turns out that God saved him. You don't want to come to that conclusion. You don't know the secret decree of God. You don't want to assume that for your child. What you want to do is follow the biblical mandate, first of all, to pray faithfully for the salvation of your child, to evangelize passionately and consistently, and live with the constant hope that the effectual prayer of a righteous man can avail much. I just think that's something that is outside our knowledge, and you don't want to draw that conclusion. I think even in the case of, you know, you've prayed for this person, they're now 22, 23. Look, life can go on